It's somewhat reminiscent of all the measures we took around the Ebola outbreak in 2014. And in fact, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that's the last time they had to deploy resources like this.
This is a new disease, and information is really rapidly evolving, and so we're continuing to learn about it day by day.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the CDC tells CBS2 early detection is key in trying to stop it from spreading. Anyone arriving from the impacted region in central China, the Wuhan area, is having their temperatures taken and filling out a questionnaire. There have been no reports of any infections in the U.S., but in China, officials say 45 people have been infected, 2 have died. And it's also spread to Japan and Thailand, prompting an alert from the World Health Organization. Authorities say this new form of the coronavirus, which produced SARS back in 2003, is believed to be transmitted mostly from animals to humans. Passengers arriving from China are also getting screened in Los Angeles and San Francisco. At JFK Airport, Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.